Thank you very much. Perhaps one of the best ways of measuring the success of a community is to look at Main Street. Chesaning has always been proud of its wide range of businesses and the fact that there is seldom an empty store. We have asked Ken Beakey, our mayor, to discuss with us some of the changes that have taken place on Main Street.
Thank you, Norm. The most amazing thing I found when I was looking into, I had to read up on all this, I'm not old enough. The starting of business in Chesaning was this 10-year-old boy who ran between Owosso and Chesaning delivering the mail. Most 10-year-old boys I wouldn't think would be out at night, and this one was going through the wilderness and bringing the mail into Chesaning. And there was politics in those days too, because this Rufus Mason built the first store in Chesaning, and he had the only business here, and everyone signed petitions for him to be the first postmaster, and he lost that because of his political affiliations to a Thomas Wright. I was also interested in who the first president was, and that, of course, was also Rufus Mason. He was a boy who was around a lot. He was also one of the first, of course, one of the first men in Chesaning. Our Main Street, the early Main Street, was a pretty rough, and you can't see it. Wow, now you can see it and I can't see. It was all wood buildings because wood, of course, was the most prominent building material. They had some clay that they could make tile out of, but this was over by Oakley and Owosso, so almost everything was built on wood. They say that down by Manning's store, up until in the 20s, you could fall into mud holes on Main Street. Oh, thank you. The first sawmill in Chesaning was the same mill that I used to go fishing by, and I was rather surprised when I read that. Ed Suter and Guy Wrench used to work there in my time, and it burnt down here a few years ago. It's down by Frank's store. But this was also turned into a grizz mill in later years as the lumbering year kind of fell off. Because of this mill, Parshallburg Mill, I understand, had to be moved down to Nevada because of the water rights and the dam and things. And this mill was located before that one was. Then the houses that are still standing, we still have a couple of permanent houses. This is the George Chapman home. It is still standing and being used in Chesaning. We have also the Lyman Stewart, who I knew, it was Dr. Stewart home, and that is being rejuvenated and actually being used as a resident now in Chesaning. Dr. Elrod's home, home is still in Chesaning too, although we don't have a picture of it. It's Mrs. Paul's home. He came here as one of the first doctors in town, and of course with the and also opened up the drugstore with many partnerships that ended up with Tubbs Drugstore and finally ended up as Schultz's. I think it's a long run of drugstores. That is a piece of script that Doug was talking about that I had, so I thought you might be interested in it, that the Pete Patton Company issued during the Depression years. And of course then they made it good. Oh, I thought you'd be interested in this, talking about doctors and hospital bills and so on. This is a hospital bill that for 2 weeks and 3 days in the hospital and an operation and the whole bit cost less than $100, but you can't do that today. And the Cantwell, he was probably one of the greatest benefactors of Chesaning. He built was one of the original builders of the block where Bert and Joe's are now. And of course he had a general store and a merchandise store. He was a very enterprising individual. He built this block of stores. He also had a park. He built the park, and he also had his warehouses. He went on to make lots and lots of money. I have pictures of Trinidad. I think that the Okay, this is his warehouse now. Both of those are still standing up by the railroad yards. He traded anything for produce and eggs and this thing, and then he would take them and ship it all over Michigan. And, of course, then he went on and built the ballpark, which was Campbell's driving park. They had supposedly the best racetrack in this area. And he actually took a lot of pride in his park, and he put a lot of money into it. They had all their fairs, their agriculture fairs were held down there. They say that you could have bought a glass of lemonade for 5 cents or a glass. You could buy lemonade for 5 cents and get all you wanted to drink. As long as you could stand there and drink it, they'd give it to you. They had Ferris wheels and merry-go-rounds in those days, along with their fairs. But everything, that was the social part of the town. Now, as the town developed, now this is the town as the brick buildings and some of the stores started being built up. And as a matter of fact, most of the stores are here today. There's Schaumler's store, which I used to work in, the wooden structure on the left in the first block. That was torn down. Now that's where our beautification garden is. The rest of the brick buildings, I think, a lot of them are still standing. The only thing that's different is they cleaned up some of the mud holes. We got a paved street now. And there, now this is a better look at Chesning, and you can see the bank, the old bank, standing with its tower down in the corner. This is the block where Western Auto is in. Western Auto actually has the two white stores that's been tore out now. The Campbell block is the first one, then the two white ones are Western Auto. And the four here on the end is the malt shop and the sailboat lounge and the bar. But those are mostly all standing. The bank was, that's the old bank. It was a pretty sharp looking building. They tore that down. They tore this down, and while they were building the new one, they moved across the street. And then they built the new bank in the same spot. That's a bank, I say the new bank, that's where the Central Telephone Company is right now. They didn't tear all the way back. Some of the stores on the back end where Ben Siebnick was in later years with his pressing, and Charlie Cheney had his office above, that was still left. But the bank itself was torn down. There's a picture of a couple of the stores where the Jackson stores, where we used to have our furniture store in two of those. We used to have three of them. Actually, the one isn't shown, but it's next to Schultz's drugstore on the right. Those two are Jackson, in the Jackson block, or the Mason block, but Jackson had his store in there. I guess one was a grocery store and the other was a dry goods store. That's the Central Hotel. This actually the site of one of the original hotel sites in town. One of the original ones, of course, has been built up since then. But it's always been a hotel, I guess. As far as I could read, as long as Chesning was here, it was always a hotel. It always wasn't the building it is there, but it was always used as a hotel. That, of course, is gone too now. I had to show you this. This is the old furniture, the old hardware store that my dad, my Uncle Fred, Tom Hazelton, and there's a Mrs. McClure. If you can see her, she's standing right off to the right off the middle of the picture. She sold jewelry in the store. They subleased it, I guess. They didn't own the jewelry part of it. She just sold it in there. But that's the old hardware store. And that's what an old hardware store, I guess, looked like back in the early 1900s. Everything hanging around and on the ceilings and all. They've changed that a little bit. Thought maybe you'd be interested in this. This was a handbill. Not a handbill, actually. It was a sky high. It was a play that was put on back in 1920s, but you'll see a lot of the same businesses are still here today that were on this bill. Of course, some are gone, but rather interesting too, probably the prices, although even though the prices seem like a little bit, you know, they didn't make much money either. You could buy a house. It was also talking about building in town. I lived, I found out, on Clark Street in one of the five original frame homes that was built in Chesning for sale for profit. Everything else was built for rent before that. This person built five houses and all alike, and he sold them for $1,000 a piece. And you couldn't buy them for that today, but they were. That's what I was born. When I, in closing, I would like to read a poem that Clarence Brainerd wrote in 1924. The poem goes like this. Our men are men in Chesnang, and our women surely are fit for a king. We love our town and the nation too, and we honor the old red, white, and blue. Our Indian name and patriotic stock are founded well on Chesnang Rock. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Ken.